Chapter 2. Missing Paint. The desk fitted under the alcove in my attic-turned-studio, as if that was where it was always meant to be, with its view spanning the ocean and the evergreen countryside. The little writing desk seemed a familiar yet unfamiliar object. In a way, I was grateful for its unobtrusiveness. In the weeks before I summoned the courage to fetch it, I'd wondered if I would ever be able to actually use it. But having it here, removed from my childhood home, felt different. Not quite as embedded in the salt-sting memory of her. So perhaps I could. I'd brought it upstairs as soon as I arrived home. Thankfully, Stuart had gone to the country market. I needed a quiet moment alone with the desk to get reacquainted and to sift through my emotions. He'd left a hurried note in blue ink, held in place on the fridge with a porcelain magnet that read, "Gone to see a man about turnips. Jam a possibility." Good Lord, I thought. Let's hope not. I was still recovering from the pak choi jelly. I had to laugh at how different our lives had become. Just a few months ago in London, a message from Stuart would ping on my mobile telling me to have dinner without him, or that I should go along to friends alone, because he was stuck in some or other long-winded executive meeting. As a senior marketing director for a large pharmaceutical company, Stuart had run on the fumes of lack of sleep, filter coffee, and the unmistakable and unrelenting feeling that he was living a life against his values. As much as he'd tried to convince himself that their practices were ethical, that they were helping save millions of lives, he couldn't help but notice how some products were rushed into the market, barely out of trials, when a few more months of analysis and study could have halved the side effects, or how expensive and inaccessible their medications were for those who really needed them, and how fat and wealthy the top administrative flotsam had become. He would come home to find me seated at the large dining room table, the one I'd painted French white and vowed we'd dine on every night after a holiday in Provence, and that we'd yet to eat a meal on, as it housed all my various and sundry art supplies. He'd pull up a chair next.